Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, December 5th, 2018. Welcome to Day 685. Robert Mueller's office recommended that Michael Flynn, the former national security advisor, serves no jail time because he provided substantial assistance with the Russia probe. A court filing submitted by the special counsel's office says Flynn provided, quote, firsthand information about the content and context of interactions between the transition team and Russian government officials, end quote. In total, Flynn gave 19 interviews to Mueller's team and other investigators, and as a result, Mueller asked a federal judge not to sentence Flynn to prison. Flynn also provided details about other criminal investigations, but those details were heavily redacted from the court filing in order to keep the information about ongoing probes a secret. The redactions do suggest that there is more to come in the probe into Russian election interference. Meanwhile, global emissions of carbon dioxide have reached the highest levels on record. In 2017, global emissions grew by 1.6%, and the rise in 2018 is projected to be 2.7%. As the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said this week at the opening of the 24th annual UN Climate Conference, quote, we are in trouble. We are in deep trouble with climate change, end quote. Back in D.C., Donald Trump joined the three living former presidents and first ladies for the funeral of former President George H.W. Bush. Trump shook hands with the Obamas, but didn't seem to acknowledge the Clintons or the Carters. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, stared straight ahead. Fox News anchor Chris Wallace noted that a chill had descended on the front row when Trump and Melania arrived at the funeral. Despite earning about 80% of the evangelical vote in 2016, the Trumps did not participate in the Apostles' Creed or sing the hymns during the funeral. And finally, Donald Trump traveled 250 yards in a stretch limo with an eight-vehicle motorcade alongside him in order to visit George W. Bush for 23 minutes across the street. The weather was overcast and cold, but there was no rain. The cost of the 250-yard trip is unknown. And now to the notables. One, new satellite images reveal that North Korea has expanded a key long-range missile base despite 5 months of so-called denuclearization. Two, Istanbul's chief prosecutor filed warrants for the arrest of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's top aide, as well as the deputy head of foreign intelligence, on suspicion of planning the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. Three, Defense Secretary James Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo were accused of misleading senators about the murder of Khashoggi. Four, Rudy Giuliani tried to blame Twitter for, quote, invading my text with a disgusting anti-president message, end quote, after he accidentally created a link to g-20.in in one of his tweets. A Twitter user noticed that the domain was unclaimed, so they bought it and created a website with the simple message, quote, Donald J. Trump is a traitor to our country, end quote, allowing anyone who clicked on the link in Giuliani's tweet to view the website. And five, Trump isn't worried about the national debt because he won't be here when America has to pay its creditors back. The United States currently has roughly $21 trillion in debt, but Trump has repeatedly shrugged those financial obligations off during meetings about the debt, saying, quote, yeah, but I won't be here, end quote. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.